Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sir Elson bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Harps is our guest, our good friend, longtime, more than 7-year Brain Trust member, author of Six Disciplines for Excellence and Six Disciplines Execution Revolution. SixDisciplines.com, right, Gary?
Yes, sir. That's the one. That's our website.
Check it out. Gary, we're talking about the difference between strategy and continuous improvement. One is top-down, the other one is bottom-up, folks. And so whenever I have, over the years, when I had my consulting company, and even now, from time to time, I'll talk to people I know, and somebody who calls me and wants me to help them. And you know what my first question is? Where are you stuck?
Yeah.
They say, well, what do you mean? I said, where's your pain? And I try to ask them those kinds of questions, because that, to me, that's how I discover what they...
Yeah, I would adjust. I mean, I think that kind of open-ended question is the right thing to do. The question we ask is, in your particular, you have to be good at to satisfy your customer.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, if they say, well, they're stuck, you get a different answer than you get, well, what do you have to be good at? And it's surprising how common the answers are when you ask that question. I mean, you have to know what you're selling. You got to pick something that's useful to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to be able to attract the customer. Then you have
right.
to deliver the goods. And then you have to retain the customer. It's those basic questions, and it's surprising how often you say, okay, you got these answers. Well, how good are you at this?
Right.
Well, not very good. Well, what are you going to do about it? So, you know, it's the same idea. Where's your pain? As long as they're concept. As long as they're thinking right about what their pain is.
And sometimes it's amazing you have to help them answer the question because, for example, they're not used to getting those kinds of questions. And I'll say, well, all right, so let me ask you a question. As you mentioned in the last segment, is your product, are you able to get, is your product what customers want? Are you able to compete? Are you, do you have, and they say, well, yeah, I might compete if I could get enough product, if I could have enough inventory. And then you say, oh, so you have a capital problem. That's where you're stuck. Well, a capital problem that's not a continuous improvement question, is it?
No, that's right.
That's a strategy.
And so, yeah, that's exactly right. And you mentioned that sometimes you need outside perspective. It's amazing how. So for all of us, you, me, everybody.
Everyone.
We get so buried in our...
You can't see your own stuff. You can't edit your own writing.
Yeah, that's right. You just can't see the obvious. And this university I mentioned, we just asked them, what do you got to be good at? And one of the things they listed is we have to be good at picking what programs to offer. And we then said, well, who here, how much time is the senior team spending on that topic? And they looked around at each other and said, well, maybe 5% of one person.
Mm-hmm.
And the president said, well, that's crazy. And she pointed to one person and said, I want that to be 90% of your job,
wow.
not 5%.
Yeah.
And just asking the simple question makes obvious to them the answer. And, by the way, this particular university went from 7 years declining enrollment to leading the area the last 3 years in growth.
And all they did was clear up how they should be doing their job.
Yes, it was so simple, and so that's the value.
In other words, they didn't really have to spend any money to turn it around.
No, they just had to reorganize who was focused on what, and
yeah.
so that's the good news when you can just think about the plain blocking and tackling, and continuous improvement is awesome at saying, oh, this is broken, let's fix it.
Is it work behavior like raw steel? If you don't maintain it, keep it polished and painted, it'll rust. I mean, don't you need to go back and trust but verify, so to speak, with your employees, with your managers, make sure that they haven't run off the rails? Because a lot of times, what you see them doing, what you watch them doing, is hard to tell if they're actually, you know, on point, if they're actually, you know, focusing on what they should be focusing on. What do you think?
Well, you have to have one of our six disciplines is what is really kind of a renewal cycle. It's verifying that the things we figured out last year we're still doing.
Mm-hmm.
The science calls it entropy, but, you know, you take an ice cube out of the freezer, it melts.
Oh, listen, I had a meeting not long ago with some people, and I said, okay, did you use this tool that we talked about before? They said, oh, yeah, we used it last year. How did it work for you? It was great. We had a lot of success with it. I said, well, are you using it now? No.
Yeah.
Why did you stop? You know what they said? We don't know. I swear, that's the truth. That's a true story.
Yeah. No, I hear it. I believe it. I totally believe it. We find in our own customers, the thing they rate number one in value from us is the fact that we keep coming back and asking them the same question you just said. Well, are you still doing what you said was important? No.
No? Why not? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's human nature.
Hey, Gary, give us the website one more time, please.
It is sixdisciplines.com.
And this is the kind of thing you do for customers, clients, right?
Yeah, that's what we do.
You help them get out of their own way, right?
That's right. Where do you want to go? And we help them go there.
Be sure to check out his books, folks. Six Disciplines for Excellence and Six Disciplines Execution Revolution. Gary Harpst, HARPST. Gary, good job today. Come back soon.
It's always good talking to you.
We'll see you next time. Gary Harpst, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Lassing, Games.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.